And the Holy Spirit lead me to speaking in something really important. When the Holy Spirit told me what to preach in, I said, Lord, can you change the message? It's not really good for the people. So the people probably don't like to hear that. And so the Holy Spirit said, pick up your Bible. So I said to the Holy Spirit, which one? I got about 10 here. He said, pick up which one you want. This is all the same. So they picked the Bible up and they took me to Genesis 50 and verse 15. So, Lord, I said, well, really, I like to preach about loving people, not the power of forgiveness. But the Holy Spirit said, there is no love without forgiveness. So we needed to know this morning that we needed to have the principle of what the Holy Spirit is speaking to us this morning. So don't take it as offense to me, because I really, it is not me, but the Holy Spirit who wanted to tell you the power of forgiveness. Amen. Because forgiveness is very difficult in Christian life today. You know, when somebody do something wrong, they just say, I don't want to see the person anymore. I forgive him, but I don't want to talk to him anymore or to her, whatever it is. I hear a lot of this every day. But that's not what the Bible is talking about. Amen. Forgiving is very important. Amen. So please don't take us offense, all right? Because I cannot change the Holy Spirit that wanted me to tell you. And maybe there is just the message is only for me, not for you. So we let to listen to the Holy Spirit of what they got to say. So Genesis chapter 15, verse 15, if you have your Bible, you can look in with me. If you don't have your Bible, just tell it somebody next to you. Can I share your Bible? Or if you have your mobile phone, please put it silent, because if it ring, they interrupt me. Amen. Praise God. In verse 15, Genesis 50. When Joseph's brother saw the father, they said to Joseph, will hide us and maybe caution us for all evil what we've done to him. So the brothers of Joseph sent a message to Joseph, said, before your father die, they're telling us to tell you this. Please forgive us for what we've done wrong to you. But the story is keeping going here, that Joseph, when he received the message, he cried, he weeping. When the brothers saw that, they run to him, they bowed down and worshiped him. If you know the story, what have they done to this man is a terrible story. They saw him, and they believe that this man was already dead. After 35 years, in the face of the Lord, they saw him again. Amen. So forgiving is the most important thing in Christian life. If we like it or not, we need to listen to the Holy Spirit. Hello? Because if anybody do something wrong to any of us, we have God in our side who help you and I to forgive other people. Amen. Because if we don't forgive, we don't got the love of the Lord. Amen. So it is important that we understand what the Holy Spirit wanted to tell us, that the power of forgiveness is very, very important. So when Joseph saw the brother, he cried. Because of these people, they was thinking that this man did not exist anymore. And you know the story, that Joseph, he was a man with identity. he loved the Lord. And he was living from blessing to blessing. They saw him, they tell the story to his father that the wild animal kill him, they bring some kind of the evidence to tell his father that he was dead. This was the 11th son of Jacob that he loved very much. You imagine the feel of the father when his son never come back home. But the brother, for jealousy, or just what they told, because you know the story, Joseph telling the brothers that he see the vision of the blessed God. And because they see the vision of the blessed God, they were shared with his own brother, they hide him. They really wanted to get rid of him. They did that. They got rid of him. They sold for $30, something like $3 valuable today. The soul, they was thinking dead, he's not seeing him anymore. They told the story to his father, your son is dead, they're not looking for him anymore. But Joseph was a man who loved God. So when they're accusing him to a sex assault, the lady accusing him, he went to jail in Nochend, he never done anything wrong. You know this story very well. He been accusing him, they thrown him in jail. Do nothing wrong. He went to jail. But even the jail, the Lord was with him. So he became the leader of the jail people. Because God was with him with the honesty and identity of the men who love God. So if you love God, it doesn't really matter who done anything wrong to you, you will forgive him. You will forgive. Because forgiving, they make you free. Forgive, you will be blessed. That is important. That we forgive for any reason we needed to forgive. When you forgive, you're making sure that you got evidence of the forgiveness. And for the person that you forgive, they don't want to listen, then you brush your dust off your shoes and walk away. Hello? You walk away. The Bible is telling us in Psalms 27, verse 10. Even if my mother and my father bound me, the Lord will hold me close in my hands. Amen. Glory be to God. Forgiving is, like I said, is very difficult. Forgiving is not something that you want to face in your life. And for Christian people, it's come very difficult. But the Holy Spirit said, no, we needed to forgive. Jesus forgive unconditional. Amen. Unconditional. Forgive one another is the most powerful responsibility we have in our life. Forgive is very hard. But the love of Christ is the one to make you strong and deeper in your heart to forgive the one that they do things wrong to you. Loving Christ, they give you the strength and the power, the ability to forgive other people. They did to me when I needed to forgive people that did something wrong to me, and I forgive them with all my heart. And God has come back to my heart and blessed me much, much more than before. No matter what things happen in life, not really matter what kind of the problem you face or you went through, not really matter what kind of the things happen in your life, God will help you to forgive him. Because of the Holy Spirit, they help you to forgive him. A lady came to me once and there was really in trouble of what the husband did to her. And difficult, she could not sleep on the night, and she was really very difficult. When he came to me, we sit together and we pray. The Holy Spirit is telling us to forgive him. And soon she forgave her husband, she was able to sleep every night. Amen. So the power of forgiveness that is sent you free, deliver you from the problem that we face every day. Jesus is alive. And he wanted to live it in your life today. Jesus is alive. And I want to live it in your life today. And that you can have a Jesus to your life and have a grace to somebody that done something wrong to you. So this is what the Holy Spirit was telling me to tell you this morning, that we needed to forgive for us to be free to worship the name of Jesus. We need to forgive whatever situation we are to go through. We need to forgive them, and we need to have it free from the Holy Spirit in our life for worship Him. Let me tell you a story of the prodigal son. No story is the act and truth that Jesus told the story. In Luke 15:11-32, we have a great story. Forgiveness between the father and the son. Let me tell you this story of the prodigal son. The prodigal son, there are two brothers. The older brother, he respected the mother and father, they respect the family, they work very well, they take care for the father business. But the young son come to his father and said, "Father, give me my inheritance. I wanted to go my own life." So the father was in breaking heart. "So how can I give you the evidence, your inheritance, that you're still young and you don't know what to do? I'm already old enough to go, to do whatever I want. Give me my portion." And the loving father, they give him his portion. He took him. And on the way to have a good life. Girlfriend every night, you know, gone out on the disco dance at night club. He do a big charlie like everybody else are doing. But not long past, he wasted all his money. He wasted all his money. He has nothing left. He come in time where he has no friend, he has no job, he has nothing, he has no money. He's desperate for something to leave. He's looking for any kind of job he can take it to leave it, because he has no money left over, because all of the blessings father was destroyed. He found a job to look after the little pig, you know. I don't know if you know about it. You work on the farm. It's not a very good job to work with a bunch of young pig. You know, the pig was, he was working to help this pig. But his body looking for something to eat. He even was thinking if I can eat like this pig for me to fill it up my stomach. So he was in really messed up life. Is anybody hear me this morning? He was a really messed up life. And then they come to himself. He said, "Don't my father's house, even the servant, they look after better than me. They have something to eat. I will go back to my father. I will say, 'Father, forgive me. Don't treat me like a son anymore. Treat me one of your servants and just let me to live with them so I can eat something.'" You know the story. Jesus said that when the father saw the son very far, he ran with the open arm. He ran, and when the son came closer, he grabbed his son and put it on his arm. And the son said to father, "Forgive me. Forgive the sin I've done against you. Make me to be your servant, not your son." And the father said, "The son, you was dead, but now you are alive. You are alive. Walk into your home. Walk into the family." You know, it was difficult for the father to do that. He wasted everything, but the father said, "You are my son. If you are the son of the Holy Spirit, if you belong to Jesus, if you belong to God, you need to forgive. Whatever situation, you need to forgive." The power of forgiveness. The prodigal son come to the hands of his father. He reunion to his family. You know the story of the negative brother. He was very upset. "Look at that stupid of my brother. Look at what he done. He washed all of my father money. He washed all of my father heritage. And now he's come back again. You know, you'll find the opposition or whatever you're looking through. But the father never looked into his son, to the older son. The father said, "So my son, you have everything you want with me. Nothing was missing for you. But your brother was dead. He come back to life." And Jesus said, "Who are you? You have a 99 sons and daughters, and don't leave everyone to go to looking for the lost one." Unconditional love is breaking the sound to forgiving people. Forgive is the power of the Holy Spirit. It is the desire to return to your home. Because in the home, there is some way to stay. The boy, he returned with the hope that he would become a servant and not a son anymore. But the father, he accepted him as a lost boy, as a lost member of the family. Forgiving changes the future of your life. Pastor Tony, what do you mean? Forgiving, it changes the future of your life. Because you needed to live with a blessed life, not with that inside you. I said to a marriage counselor last Friday, one of the couple that get married very soon, I said, whatever happened in your life after you get married, whatever happened, never leave the son to go off without to forgive each other. Never. Never gone to sleep with that thing is inside your stomach. Just let it out. Talk about it. Fix thing. Somebody asked me not long ago, "Pastor, how long have you been married?" I said, "Oh, nearly, I'm not really sure, you'll have to ask my wife, and nearly 45 years. He said, "Oh, that's a really, how you done that?" I said, "Oh, you must be a really perfect man." I said, not a really perfect man. I just know how to fix things. You know, I'm really good with my hands. When my daughter ring him up, "My doors are not closed. My lights are not working. My garage doors are not go. Oh, why are your father still alive? He can come and fix it for you." Because he knows to do things with the hands. Amen. So when things was going wrong with my wife, I will fix her. Amen. I will fix her. I will grab her, put her on my arm. I teach her how to dance. I put your foot on top of my foot. Even if I have no brown shoes, that's okay. I'll teach you how to dance. And she started to cry. And not long after that, she said, "You want a kiss?" "Yeah, I can give you a kiss." She said, "It's enough, don't talk anymore." I usually make any funny joke when she's not here. She's going to Italy very soon, so there will be a lot of joking there. I will tell you this story the first time I bought you a mini skirt. Eh? Do you want to? No. Praise God, hallelujah. That was a symbol of love. Amen. Amen. Praise God. You know, the first time we saw each other, we said, "Wow." I said, "How beautiful she is. And she don't want to lose me. She want to really run for the life." And in 2 months, we was friends. Engaging Mary. And in 9 months, we have Mirella. That was a blessing. Amen. Amen. In 2 years, we have the other girl. In 3.5 years, we have the last one. Wow. Amen. And then she said, this is enough, no more. What about my little boy? I said, no, you're having no boy anymore. Praise God. Don't worry, I'm still love you. So I got to be careful what I said, because then I pay the consequence. I'm talking about forgive, amen. I'm talking about forgiveness. Joseph, I have an idea for you. Come and see me after the service. The idea costs you 10%, all right? It's not free. Where is Tyron? Tyron is still here or is he gone? Tyron, you come and see me. I got an idea, eh? So the idea is come from the Holy Spirit, all right? So there you making money with my idea, but you needed to pay 10%. It's nothing for free. I give Joseph an idea before, he don't want to listen to me. He said, I have a look at Apple company, how much $1 million they're making. What about if we start something, Apple company? Huh? They're very close, Apple, yeah? Amen? So Apple company, we change it to Pear. Huh? Don't worry, amen. The amazing story we see, the forgiveness Joseph brothers. When he saw the brother for the first time, he could not stand on his own. He's got to go to another room and cry. You know, he don't cry. He just weeping, cry for the brothers. You know, if he was another man, he has the power to kill every one of them. Because he was one of the supreme men of the country of Egypt. He had the most powerful in the world of the day. He has the power, but the power they have, he turned to love and gone to cry for his own brother. That is the power of forgiveness. The power of forgiveness. They never come with an anger to see his father, his brother. He come with the open heart to endorse into his family. When he hear the news that his brother was still alive, that his father was still alive, he cried with all his heart. When the brother Joseph, they knew that that's a Joseph, they fear for the life. They're going to kill us for what we done wrong. What the evil thing we done, they're going to kill us. But Joseph said, don't fear. I leave it on the hands of the Lord. God is with me. Don't fear. Because I'm here because God is loving me. So don't fear by forgiving others, and God will bless you. God will bless you. We have another amazing story. In 2 Samuel chapter 9, when the Bible is telling us about the forgiveness of the King Saul, they want to kill David. You know this story very well. They want to kill David because of the positional, because he was thinking he's going to take my kingdom. But David is forgive. He actually, when everybody was no longer existing, he looking for somebody. If somebody on the family Saul is still alive, because I want to bless them. I want to forgive their brother. I want to forgive. Let me tell you another great story. Another great story of forgiveness. The woman they took into Jesus as adultery. In John chapter 8, the Bible said that Jesus forgave the woman who was acting in adultery. Let me tell you the story. A married woman who was seen or catching in adultery, that was according to the law of Moses, supposed to be put to death. they are supposed to stone to kill the woman. And this accuser, this adultery woman, they bring it to Jesus to see if Jesus is able to break the law. Because if he breaks the law, he's going in trouble. But when they brought into Jesus what Jesus said to them, everybody looking to see what Jesus condemned her or stoned her or said they kill her. They're looking to Jesus, and Jesus said, if anyone of you is perfect, if anyone of you that never making any sin in your life, can you pick up the first rock and kill this woman? That's what Jesus said to them. If anyone of you never making anything wrong in their life, never sin themselves, you can do it right now. And one by one, everybody walk away. One by one, everybody walk away. And Jesus looked at the woman and said, any of your accuser, they condemn you. And the woman looked into Jesus. He said, no, no one. And Jesus looked at her and said, no, if I condemn you, go, no sin anymore. That's the power of forgiveness. Forgiving, it is very important in our life because no one else is perfect. Jesus is forgiving. Jesus is forgiving. Unconditional. Peter came to Jesus and said, Lord, how many times I needed to forgive my brother? They do the wrong things to me. 7 times a day. And Jesus replied to Peter, said, Peter, not 7 times, but 70 times. 70 times. It was a shocking for Peter to hear that. But that's what Jesus said to the church. 70 times. You know how much there is? There is 400 times a day. You can forgive the one that making wrong to you. Forgiving is the most powerful message that the Holy Spirit is giving to us. Forgiving is important in life. Jesus said on the cross of Calvary, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. Unconditional forgiveness. Unconditional forgiveness. Let me tell you a story. The power of forgiveness. Nelson Mandela, in South Africa, president, he done 30 years in jail for doing nothing wrong. To do nothing wrong. He done 30 years in jail. I remember this. He said in 2009, the African National Congress, forgiving is on my heart. That's what he said. Forgiving is on my heart. Forgiving and forget, I will never remember. I want to start a new life. And God is blessing him that he become the president from South Africa for many years. Brother, you're from South Africa. You remember the story. Ross Mandela never done anything wrong. 30 years in jail, political way. People want to get rid of him. He never done anything wrong. But when he came out of the jail, he never condemned anybody. When he came with the power of the president, he never put anybody in jail. He said, forgive and forget. It's a new life for today. It's a new Africa today. New country today. That's the power that forgive. We needed to endorse these kind of people in our life. Amen. We needed to look at that. When you look into the future, you needed to remember that you have no grudge against somebody. Because you can't be blessed if you don't forgive. Hello? You can't be blessed if you can. But Pastor Tony, you don't know my story. I don't know your story, but Jesus does. Pastor Tony, you don't know my husband, you don't know my wife. I don't know. But Jesus knows. Jesus teach unconditional love, unconditional forgiveness. 70 times, 490 times a day to forgive. Well, that's a lot of forgiveness. Jesus teach unforgiving, unforgiveness, unconditional forgiveness. It's very, very important that you and I will teach you a lesson to forgiving. Jesus forgave the woman who was born to him as adultery. No one is perfect in this world. No one. But one thing I can say to you, forgiving, he will bring better life. Jesus forgiving the attack from the woman, he forgave her, he forgave the accuser, and said, go, no sin no more. You know, some people, they've got to learn one thing. When we ask God for forgiveness for your sin, we should not go around and do sin again. We are not like Islam people who every Friday they've gone to the mosque, bound themselves to ask for forgiveness. We ask God for forgiveness once and forever. Amen. And God, that's what he's teaching us, to forgive him once and forever. Forgiving clean your life. Forgiving, you become younger. Forgiving, you become beautiful. Forgiving, you can dance again. Forgiving, you can marry again. Forgiving, you can have a family again. Forgiving, you can have a blessing again. Amen. And I would like to continually to talk about, but let me finish here tonight, today. Forgive is the key to God's blessing. Because of this side, they love me more. Forgiving is the key for God's blessing.